When your love is truly giving, it will come back to you tenfold.
That's right. When your love is truly giving, it will come back to you tenfold. The quote from the movie The Cable Guy by Jimmy Carrey. Well, this is Lizana Kalfour, and welcome to the second episode of Self-Conference with Lizana Kalfour. And I'm here sitting in my tiny space, living space, which has no sofa, by the way. It's a pallet. It's a pallet sofa, DIY, you know, straight from Pinterest. Yeah, ideas, man, inspos, as we call them. I would like to talk about this today. I would really love to talk about this. And today's episode, giving up. Is it really coming from the givers? You know, we have been romanticizing being the victims of relationships in today's world. We have been posting quotes, you know, about cutting off, you know, about letting go, about being the better person, you know, being the higher person and all that, and leaving the toxic relationships every day like we are the ish. Yes, we are. But are we really being real? Are we really cultivating the positive attitude out of relationships that we form? Okay, maybe that came out wrong. Are we really into people that we claim to be in relationship with? Are we patient? Are we kind? In all forms of love, are we really in love? Those are the questions that we should really internalize and try to get at the bottom of this. Once again, this is Self-Conference with Lizana Kalfour. And don't you touch that dial. So this is coming from the place of overflowing love. But recently, someone that I truly care about brought to attention some of my own behavioral patterns, you know. And he mentioned about me living in my fantasies and all of that, which I really defended, by the way. I thought that I was being misunderstood. But then that got me thinking. Got me really thinking, because when we are trying to relate to one another, what are we really looking for? Are we looking for a common goal? Are we looking for a life together, partnership? Or are we looking for a perfect movie, you know, to describe at the later stage of life? Are we looking for some content post on our social media profiles? Are we looking for satisfaction, you know, move or goals well met, so that we can tell our friends and family that we have truly made it in life? What are we really looking for? Because if we are looking for the wrong things, we will always think that we are being wrong by other people that we try to form relationships with. Yeah, I know. It's not the pill that we are willing to swallow. It's not the meds that we really want to get. But then, it's what we need to hear. So come to think of this, are we really doing this give and take business in relationships? Like, serious, man. I know, when it doesn't involve the bed, when it doesn't involve the bedroom, it's okay. I understand the nipeni kupe business, nipeni kupe in Swahili. I understand the saying very, very well. But when it comes to form a meaningful relationship, I don't think you should really sit around, sit in that corner and wait for a text back text back on a daily basis, waiting for that call, waiting for that person to show you affection, you know? That is the person that you're supposedly in love with. The love should be there. Enough for you to work your heads. To work your heads and to make you act accordingly to what relationship requires, you know? So, to do what is required of you too. So, about expectations, I should go back to that point really quick. About expectation, I do advise people to expect. It's okay, it's normal. It's okay to expect. And anyone who thinks expectation hurts, like don't expect, is a weak link to any relationship. You should expect a form of love. You should expect affection. But if it's not going to be there, like the way you see in the movies, then it's not supposed to shake you. And it's not supposed to make you feel like you cannot handle life anymore. Like the other person is a monster, or the other person is not, you know, is not providing you a basic need. It's supposed to make you aware of what is lacking in your relationship with the other person, and to do what is required. And when I say to do what is required, I mean to work on that relationship. What type of person are you? The one who get home from work and just go to the table and food is not served, and then you're like da 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 da, doing your drum dance with the fingers, you know, the dance that we do with our fingers when we're anxious or something. And then you're like, okay, getting up from the table and be like, man, I'm not doing this anymore, where is the food? Oh, are you that type of person who goes straight to the kitchen? You know, if you're supposed to cook it yourself, you do that. If you're supposed to, like, tell the chef, you know, for that matter, dada or kaka, to just prepare the food for you, in a kind way, or ask why the food is taking longer than expected, which type of person are you? Because if you're just going to expect people to just put food on the table without you being in any way responsible for the catering, for the ingredients, and for the food itself, then there's a problem. We don't want to hear this, but I don't care about how many posts that you post, how many quotes about how is that is their loss and not yours, or how toxic the other person is. At the end of the day, the real joke is in front of your mirror, because if you don't want to look within and take the deep work and work on yourself, then the rest of the relationships are going to be traumatizing and with lesser joy. So I might be talking all this from my own experiences, or I might just be talking this from other people's experiences. Either way, my point is, if you really, really, okay, listen to me well, maybe I'm not emphasizing this enough. If you are truly a giver of love, you shouldn't be worried when love is not are given back to you as expected. You shouldn't be worrying about that. You shouldn't be worrying about what to do to increase the love in yourself or in the partnership, in the relationship, so that you can prosper, you both can flourish and can succeed at maintaining or working an angle of love. Okay? Heard me right?
Do you think that our love can create miracles?
Yes, I do. That's what brings you back to me each time.
Wrapping up with that sound cult, as I call it, from the famous movie, romantic movie of all time, The Notebook. And before I wrap up, I should give you these three tips, three self-check tips. And the first one goes like this: know your love language. When you know your own language when it comes to love, it's going to help you to understand the other person's better. Yes. And number two, that will be accept what you discover and change what you can. Yes. And number three, very, very, very important: love yourself enough to love the other person better. I don't think I'm emphasizing this enough as I should, but I should repeat this. Love yourself enough to love the other person better. Till the next episode of Self-Conference with Lizanna Kafo. Please take the trouble to visit my Instagram at Lizanna Lizzy, LizannaLizie. The same username on Twitter, and I am new on TikTok with the same username. Yes, Lizanna Lizzy. And till the next episode, it was beautiful, it was fun, it was really, really enlightening. I believe that. Lizanna Kafo, only kings and queens stay near me. To my kings and queens, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, love you. Stay safe.